Advice for somebody who's going to be a history teacher. Advice. Advice for somebody who's going to be a history teacher. Find friends. Find allies. Because you're going into a snake pit. If you go into an institution, you go into a university, you go into the academic world, or you go into a school system, you're going to face bureaucrats, and you're going to face narrow-minded department heads and colleagues who look askance at anybody who moves outside the parameters of the textbook, you see. You're going to face all of that. So you're going to be a minority, and so you're going to have to fight, and you shouldn't have to fight alone. That's why I say look for friends. And the friends you'll find among maybe a few colleagues, but the greatest friends you'll find is among students. And the student-faculty alliances are very, very important. And, you know, there have been times when faculty have run into great, great difficulty with administrations which decided those faculty should be gotten rid of. And when students organized, they were able to keep the faculty and the institution. So, yeah. And I guess, the other thing is teach the way you want to. Don't be intimidated into teaching what they want you to teach. It's very easy to be intimidated, very easy to be a history teacher who goes to radical rallies and this and that, but who in the classroom follows, you know, the curriculum you're given and the textbooks that you're given. You know, you don't have to burn the textbooks that you're given, but you can supplement them with good stuff, you see. And, it's a kind of, when you're a teacher in this system, you play a kind of guerrilla warfare with the system. And the reward is the reactions of your students and you're feeling better about yourself than if you just follow the rules.